From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Terrorists strike Turkey. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State group blew himself up in Istanbul Tuesday, killing at least 10 people, 9 of them German tourists. 15 people were wounded in the attack.
Bütün terörlerine karşı olduğu gibi, DAEŞ'e karşı da.
Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu pledged to fight the IS until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The crew of two small U.S. Navy vessels are being held by Iran, but Pentagon officials say Iran has assured them that the crew and the boats will be promptly returned. A senior U.S. official says 10 U.S. sailors were aboard two boats traveling in the Persian Gulf near Farsi Island when the U.S. lost contact with them. German police arrested more than 200 far-right extremists who went on a rampage in the eastern city of Leipzig, setting cars on fire and damaging property. The anti-immigrant violence began late Monday. A new study says more than half of the children in South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday 51% of children between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. For the seventh and final time of his presidency, Barack Obama will stand before Congress this evening, just hours from now, and deliver a State of the Union address. Mr. Obama likely will not lay out specific legislative proposals for Congress. He is expected to call on lawmakers to take care of unfinished business before he leaves office. You can hear the address live on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.